Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at
884-8920.
Granger Nissan of Anderson is the home of the lifetime warranty. At Granger Nissan, we are all about family, so we are looking for a play ball kid for every Clemson weekend home game. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson to register your kid. You don't have to do anything, and nobody's going to pressure you into buying a car. Simply come by and register your kid to stand at home plate and shout, play ball. You'll get four tickets to the game, and your family and your kid will get an experience they will always remember. Granger Nissan of Anderson, proud partner of the Clemson Tigers.
Brock here with Tom's Barbecue. Are you looking for somewhere for the family to enjoy time together over a nice meal or a place for the co-workers to grab a bite? My wife, Beth, and I have just the place for you. Our restaurant caters to the working lunch, family time, and everything in between. Nothing beats our 8 homemade sauces, made-from-scratch sides, and our low and slow Southern smoked barbecue. Let Tom's Barbecue be your next lunch destination on the corner of Woodruff and Garlington in Greenville. And make sure to ask about our catering.
Game day is perfect for a delicious pint of Clemson's Best gourmet ice cream made with ingredients fresh from South Carolina farms. Clemson's Best isn't low-fat, organic, or dairy-free. It's like nostalgic, home-churned ice cream in four southern flavors. Peaches and cream, strawberry shortcake, homemade vanilla, and caramel butter pecan with a fifth flavor coming soon. Made with 16% butterfat, Clemson's Best is a new standard in premium ice cream. Find some at an Ingles Market near you or at clemsonsbest.com.
Hi, friends. This is Don Munson for Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville. I'm almost embarrassed to tell you, for over 30 years, my wife and I slept on the same mattress. Well, thank heaven for Engineered Sleep. We went to their showroom and had a custom mattress built to our specs for half the cost. Our sleep has never been so good. So if you want the best night's sleep possible, go see the fine folks at Engineered Sleep, 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or check out their website, engineeredsleep.com. That's engineeredsleep.com.
Hello, beautiful.
Well, today it's hello, handsome. I'm Angela Matthews.
And I'm Cindy Jackson. We're with Factor 30 Rejuvenation Centers, and we're here to talk about tips, tricks, and celebrity secrets.
Guys, do you have fatigue, weight gain, loss of muscle mass, or low sex drive?
It may be low T.
And Factor 30 can help.
For a limited time, get it checked for only $99.
Call 372-3003, Factor30.com, where consultations are always free.
Look good.
Feel good.
Life's good.
Goodbye, handsome.
We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out and see us this afternoon and this evening. You want to get in, 654-7627, 654-7627, and you are welcome to do so. Let me see if I can give you some updates. Florida State in good shape, up 6 with the ball. And there was 2:46 left in that game. They just missed a shot, but rebounded the ball. And it looks like Florida State's going to go to the free throw line with a chance to extend and expand their lead. So the Noles looking like they will hold on. That's good for me. You know, if you're looking for the early round upsets, there haven't been any thus far. Last year, there were all sorts of early round upsets. And this year is a chalky start to the tournament, which is okay with me because I actually went chalk in most of these. My upsets are yet to, in games yet to be played. But we've seen some come as close as can be. I mean, LSU struggled mightily with Yale. Although they controlled the game pretty much from the start, Yale still had a shot at the end. But Auburn, really fortunate to hold on, did not play well down the stretch of that game with the lead and managed to keep the lead and win 78-77 in almost accidental fashion. Florida State up 8 as we speak. And I guess the Michigan State game is going to half, but I don't see a score in it. All right, Ramona, let's get back to your brackets.
I don't know where we were. The last one I gave you was VCU versus UCF, and it took VCU.
And by the way, James writes, love listening to your play-by-play. That's actually not legal. We're not really supposed to do that. We're not calling that play-by-play, James. We're calling that updates. And Joshua is an Auburn fan, says I'm over here hyperventilating. Thank you, basketball god. So there's that. Okay, so where are we?
The last one I did was VCU versus UCF, and I took VCU.
By the way, Mark writes, as a Tar Heel fan and basketball fan, should I expect UNC football to be better than Clemson in the last 2 years? That's about as asinine a statement as I've ever heard. Exactly. That's what we're talking about. I finally have Twitter up, so I finally have Twitter. I finally have Twitter access. All right.
So while you were reading that, did you hear me say I took VCU?
No, I didn't hear you say that. I think we knew that. So you went to VCU against Taco Fall.
Yes. Okay. The guy's named after a Chihuahua advertisement.
Yeah. Well, he's a big Chihuahua. He's 7'6".
That's a big Chihuahua.
All right. What's next? Well, did you have a reason for that?
I told you. Just that, the
Chihuahua?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Okay, the next one is Mississippi State versus Liberty. I took Liberty because they seem like a tiny school, and I wanted a tiny school to be in the slot instead of cheaters.
I don't think they're a tiny school, but instead of cheaters, is that what you said?
Instead of cheaters.
You may be thinking of Mississippi. All right, so you took Liberty. Actually, I took Liberty, too. So how about that?
Oh.
That probably means I'm wrong now.
Well, that's a cheat you have to take.
Yeah.
For copying my paper. All right, the next one is Virginia Tech versus St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
I took Virginia Tech. I don't even know. What is St. I've never even heard of St. Louis in basketball.
The Billikens. St. Louis. You don't know.
I don't even
don't
know what a Billiken. What's a Billiken?
You never heard of St. Louis, the place with the arch?
I know what St. Louis is, but what's a Billiken?
You should have looked that up in your preparation.
Maybe.
So who did you
what's
take?
What's a Billiken? I took, where'd it go? I took Virginia Tech.
And why did you take Virginia Tech?
Because I didn't know anything about St. Louis. And now I know I don't know what a Billiken is. And you still haven't told me what a Billiken is.
You picked, who did you pick?
Virginia Tech.
Okay. And what was your reason?
Because I didn't know anything about St. Louis.
Okay. You just didn't know anything about St. Louis. Okay.
Yes.
All right. Well, that makes sense. All right. So what's next?
Well, now this one I think I got wrong because I took Maryland over Belmont.
That again, for the 12th time, that game is still in the first half.
Okay. Well, then I'm okay then because I took Maryland.
Yeah, there's a minute 24 left in the first half, and it's like a six-point game. So plenty of time left for Maryland. So what's your rational, what's your reasons for that?
Well, because these play-in games, I didn't figure anybody in the play-in games would even win. So I wanted to pick somebody who's in Maryland.
Okay, so you're thinking that, right, I got you now. Right. So you're thinking that a team that was in the play-in game is not any good.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Okay, I got you.
Unfortunately, that might not be the case.
It might not be, because I picked Belmont to go to win two games, so we'll see.
Oh, you did. Okay.
By the way, when I actually entered my bracket, I did everything.
Oh, I forgot to enter my bracket.
You what?
I forgot to enter my bracket.
I did too. I remembered at like 11 a.m. and you only had till noon, and so I had to do it quickly, but I kept every single thing the same from what I gave out at the basketball special, with the one exception of, because PJ Washington is going to be out for Kentucky, I actually decided to roll with Wofford over Kentucky and pick Wofford for two games. So I now have Wofford winning twice, including beating Kentucky, because of Washington's absence. That's the only thing I changed from what I gave out the other day. So if you heard the show the other day, then you already know my picks. But we'll go over them again as we're sort of going over yours.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah.
Okay, the next one is LSU versus Yale. Now, I saw how close that one was, but I took Yale. I took LSU. Sorry, I took LSU. I can't read my own writing.
Oh, see now.
LSU.
We're going to have to call in the accounting department because now, see now we can't really trust that because you just told me you took Yale, and now you're telling me you took LSU.
Well, I can tell you that I prepared for LSU. Does that tell you that I took LSU?
No,
yes,
you may
it does.
Have, you may
if
have
you
two
think about it.
You may have two eventual endings to every story.
There's only two sides to every story, but yeah. I took LSU.
All right, why? This is wrong. That's pretty funny, I gotta admit.
LSU to advance.
Yeah, I gotta admit, fellas, she has a point there. All you people who picked Yale maybe should have considered that point.
Evil always wins temporarily.
That's exactly right. All you people who picked Yale should have considered the point Ramona just made. It was an excellent point. Fantastic point.
Thank you. Fantastic point.
Yes, that's excellent.
Wow. Yeah. Okay, my next one is Minnesota versus Michigan State. And I took Michigan State. Is that right? No, Minnesota. Wait a minute. I'm getting them all confused.
Yeah, you're
Louisville.
You're
Louisville versus Minnesota. I took Minnesota. The reason I didn't take Louisville is because they don't have what's his face anymore.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's a good reason.
What's his name?
Pitino.
Rick Pitino. I get
Pitino.
Rick Pitino
right.
and Bobby Petrino
right.
mixed up. But they're actually at the same place, correct?
Right. Well,
they're all at Louisville, right?
They have no hookers anymore, so, you know, that's part of the problem.
Yeah. Well, their minds might be clear.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it didn't help them playing basketball.
The next one is, you probably know now, I took Minnesota for that game, and then I took Michigan State over Bradley. Just some school named after some guy's first name.
Yeah, some guy's first name, some school named after Bradley. You know, Bradley had a little incident the other day where they banned a reporter because he wasn't playing a role of a total homer. He wasn't. He would write things that weren't 100% complimentary. He had covered the team for 29 years. Was a 3-time state award winner as the top writer in the state. Covered the team for 29 years, and Bradley banned him. Not a good look at all by Bradley. Terrible look by Bradley. I think a lot of people actually rooting against Bradley as an underdog for that reason. But they were close last I knew at the half. I assume that game is still close.
I have not seen.
Look, well, I think everybody has Michigan State in that. So the question is, you know, how far do you have them going? That's what you have to survive here.
That's what you have to survive early here.
All
that's
right.
By the way,
I had Minnesota and I had LSU and I have Michigan State.
Oh, you do? Okay, good.
Yeah.
All right. Are we going to go down to the West?
Oh, however you want to play it. You want to finish the rest of that region?
You mean go all the way? Oh, okay. We could do it that way.
Oh, good. Let a little light go on.
All right. Okay. Okay, the next one then is Duke. Wait a minute. Okay, so then it would be Duke and VCU.
Yeah, this isn't really all that complicated. If you've actually filled out a bracket, you just advance the teams.
I'm confused. I get that.
Okay.
Okay, I took Duke.
All right, and what's the reason there?
Well, it's the...
Why?
Because of Zion Williamson.
I don't understand why... Now, first of all, I don't agree with you that Zion was a baby. I want to be clear on that.
Okay.
But even if I agreed, why would that be a reason to take Duke? That'd be a reason to go against Duke.
No, that's so everybody knows that I'm taking them because of Zion Williamson.
Oh, I see.
They know when they hear him crying about his shoe.
Okay, so you're calling him the crier.
That's Zion Williamson.
Okay, I see. All right. So Zion's a crier.
Yeah, but he's a good basketball player, so you can't help that. You know, you can't help off the court if you're a big baby about stuff.
Okay, all right.
Okay, so Duke wins.
I want you Duke people to know I have nothing to do with this. Because there are a lot of crybabies at Duke for a million years, but I don't think this guy is one of them. But this is producer Ramona's work, so go ahead.
Okay, so the next one is Liberty versus Virginia Tech. Is that how it goes? Yeah. Liberty versus Virginia Tech. And I took Liberty because I want Liberty to go far.
Because you want them to go far.
Yeah.
All right. I have Virginia Tech in that game.
Oh, that's a downer.
Yeah. Well, okay. We'll see. It hasn't been played yet.
Okay, the next one is Maryland versus LSU.
Well, so you say. I say it's Belmont versus LSU. That's yet to be determined. So you have Maryland versus LSU.
Yes, I'm taking LSU.
Okay.
And we know why, right?
Yeah, I think.
Refresher?
Yeah, that's why. Right. Yeah. By the way, quick update. Florida State is going to hold on against Vermont. They are at the line, and they just hit the second of two free throws to go up by 10 with 35.4 left. So Florida State survives and advances, which is all you want to do. Doesn't have to look pretty. You just have to win. Welcome to the Road Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar, live from Twin Peaks. Come on out.
Rooster's Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Rooster's offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Rooster's at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
If you missed out on the weekend sale at the Mattress Outlet in Seneca, don't you fret. Through March, the outlet is keeping their prices at an all-time low so that everyone has a chance to save big money. Shop our now larger selection of Serta and Beautyrest mattresses and take your new mattress home same day. With the lowest prices and the largest selection in the upstate, the Mattress Outlet in Seneca is sure to have a mattress for you. Open 7 days a week, located off Highway 123 across from Chick-fil-A.
90 days, that's how long it takes for the health care program to transform your body and your health. Walt here, and it's hard to believe we're already in March. So 90 days from now is June. 3 months will fly by in no time. Imagine losing a bunch of weight, reversing the symptoms of type 2 diabetes, high blood pressure, cholesterol, and sleep apnea in just 3 months. That's what the Health Dare program does. You just need to book your free consultation at iDareGreenville.com. The Health Dare 90-day program is not a magic pill or hard diet. No gym memberships. You can even eat carbs and fast food. It's a lifestyle change, and it's easy to do. Their health coaching team and education staff gets behind you all the way. They won't let you lose. Book your free consultation with the Health Dare. Dedicate 3 little months to getting back to health. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family. Make the next 90 days your best ever. Book your free consultation with the Health Dare. Go to iDareGreenville.com. That's iDareGreenville.com.
Hendrick Honda Easley, located in the heart of the upstate at the base of the majestic Blue Ridge Mountains, the perfect location to cruise in your new Honda while enjoying panoramic mountain views. Just a quick drive from anywhere in the upstate, Hendrick Honda Easley's got the charming small-town feel with hidden gems to see and explore along the way. Escape the everyday at HendrickHondaSC.com. Experience the Hendrick Honda difference in person at 4609 Callum Memorial Highway. Hendrick Honda Easley, the shining light on top of the hill.
Life can be complicated from time to time. If you need a local attorney, Nick Lavery will help you navigate any issue, whether it's criminal, personal injury, or if you need help with a residential or commercial real estate closing. With over 19 years of experience and a former state prosecutor, Nick knows the law. The office of Nick Lavery is conveniently located in downtown Clemson. Ready to win? Call Nick today at 864-654-3680 for your free consultation today.
The first weekend of the NCAA tournament is the greatest betting event of the year. Whether you like filling out a bracket, picking a national champion, predicting first round upsets, or all of the above, MyBookie is the perfect home for your March Madness fun. Will Zion Williamson and his teammates cement their legacy at Duke with a title? Can Virginia get past its loss to a 16 seed last year? And can Kentucky get back to the Final Four? If you know the answers, or even if you don't, MyBookie is the place to get in on the action. They have something for everyone, even you. Multiple bracket guy, MyBookie has been in business for years. Their goal is to give you the best customer service in the business. And the best part is, they pay out fast when you win. I'm talking 48 hours. Bet with the best. Then kick back and enjoy March Madness while you watch your picks cash in. Deposit with MyBookie today with promo code RADIO for a 50% sign-up bonus. That's promo code RADIO. With MyBookie, you play, you win, you get paid.
The flagship station for Clemson football.
Oh, going to throw it left side. Higgins goes up, makes the grab at the 35, breaks tackles across the 25, 20, at the 15, coming right side out by the half to the 5, dives to the end zone. Did he get in? He did!
We are WCCP, 105.5 The Roar.
Tip to the Red Rage. We're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. We are back. You want to get in? 654-7627. You know, I'll tell you the game that you might have the upset in, the team that might be in trouble. Sparty might be in trouble in game one. I hate this team. I hate this team. I hate this league. I said it a million times the other night at the basketball show. The whole league sucks. And Michigan State, Tom Izzo does nothing in this tournament ever anymore. And I don't know why we keep talking about him as some elite coach. I just don't get it. They could be in trouble. I mean, Bradley's getting whatever they want against this team. Bradley's up 5. There's 19 minutes left. Michigan State has the ball. There's plenty of time. But Bradley does not look like a team that's going away. They look like a team that is in this to the end. I think Michigan State could be in trouble in game one. I mean, you know, even these other teams that survived and won today, Michigan State just hit a 3, so they cut it back to 2. But these other teams that survived and won today, they for the most part, they controlled their whole game. LSU led the whole game. Auburn basically led the whole game. Michigan State's been even the entire game. This is a different situation. This is a team that absolutely thinks they can play with them, and they are playing with them. They could take them out. Man, I'll tell you, I would love that. I didn't have Michigan State going that far anyway. I've been losing to LSU, so I don't care if they exit. Be fine with me. They just tied it. So five straight for Sparty after I said that. All right, Ramona, let's get back to your bracket. Ramona?
Okay, you're ready?
Yeah, well, that's what it usually means when I, you know, say Ramona.
All right. We're doing the bottom.
We're doing whatever you were doing. You were still in the same. You were still in the same region.
Okay.
You were finishing the East. You were in the East.
Okay, so I took Liberty. Well, I'm getting confused. Well, we do some of this, and then we go and do something else.
We haven't done some of anything else.
So, Duke's going to play Liberty.
By the way, since I said that, Michigan State on an 8-0 run. 8-0 run. See?
See, yeah, see?
Okay.
Liberty is going to play Duke.
Yeah, sure they are.
Okay.
All right. And
LSU is going to beat Maryland, so LSU is going to advance. And Michigan State is going to beat Minnesota. And so they're going to advance.
Was there any logic behind any of that?
Yeah, there's logic. It's the same logic.
The same logic as what?
When I picked Michigan State before, but I don't remember why I picked Michigan State before.
You don't remember why you picked Michigan State against Bradley?
Yeah, because I didn't like Bradley. But I don't
so
like
how
Minnesota
does that,
either.
Wait a minute. So how can that be the same logic against Minnesota?
It's the same logic because I don't like Minnesota either.
Oh, okay. Well, see, you didn't explain yourself very well. All right.
Okay, so Michigan State's going to play LSU. And then LSU is going to beat Michigan State because they're
this
LSU.
This is the most sense you've made yet.
Okay, and then Duke is going to play LSU. LSU is going to advance to the Final Four.
Oh.
Because Duke's going to lose because, you know, I mean, after all.
Ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching.
There's still
ka-ching.
Duke. Yes, money's going to follow all the way to the Final
ka-ching.
Four.
Ka-ching. Actually, there may be a lot of ka-ching.
Oh, there's ka-ching everywhere. In
that, you know, if we get that Final Four, that Elite Eight matchup, it could be.
Okay.
All right, so you have LSU advancing to the Final Four.
Yes, I do. Yes,
that can happen. I know people don't get this, but that LSU team is unbelievably talented. Yeah, well, that's right. You know,
you can get that talent.
All right. So
allegedly, is that how we do the allegedly?
Yeah, allegedly.
Stuff?
By the way, Michigan State has scored 10 straight points.
Yeah. All right, now we're going down to the West.
West.
Okay, the West, Gonzaga versus whoever. I took Gonzaga.
Fairleigh Dickinson.
Did you hear me or do I have to say that again?
Are you picking Gonzaga versus Fairleigh Dickinson?
Oh.
Gamecock Will showing up. How about that?
Yes, I'm picking Gonzaga. And then I'm picking Syracuse over Baylor because I don't like Baylor. And so Gonzaga and Syracuse.
All right, Now, wait a minute. Now, why don't you like Baylor? What do you have against Baylor?
I don't like Baylor. Baylor's just awful. All of them are just awful.
All right. Yeah, okay. I don't like Baylor either.
Okay.
I don't like Baylor either. That's a logical reason to me.
Okay, and then Marquette versus Murray State. Marquette. What?
Did you just say Marquette?
Marquette. I can't read. Marquette.
Marquette?
See,
no,
that's why,
like your version.
Marquette
I sort of like
Murray
your version
State.
Better. Marquette. Marquette versus Murray State.
Yes.
All right, so who do you have?
Marquette versus Murray State.
Marquette versus Murray State.
Sounds like Marquette, which sounds like marionette, which reminds me of those disgusting puppets in the horror movie. And so I'm taking Murray State.
Of course, because of the disgusting puppets and the horror movies.
You know, I don't like magic and Annabelle and those things.
Okay.
I don't like things that are not alive talking.
Okay, I understand.
So I took, Murray State.
Yeah, Murray State.
Okay, and the next one, FSU versus Vermont. I took Vermont because I figured FSU was more of a football school. So I took Vermont in that case, but I don't know how I'm doing on that. I think I'm losing that one.
Yeah, you lost.
Oh, it's over?
Yeah, you lost.
Oh, darn it.
Yeah. Okay. See, the problem with your logic there was FSU is more of a football school, but Vermont is more of a maple syrup school.
Oh, okay. I like maple syrup.
It's good
syrup.
To eat, but it doesn't do much from a basketball standpoint.
It tastes good. I like pancakes a lot.
Yeah. Yeah. Pancakes are great.
Okay.
Vermont is great breakfast. It's the best breakfast state. If you ever want to go for breakfast anywhere, go to Vermont. Go in the fall so you can see the foliage, which is the best in the country, and then go for the breakfast, which the whole state has great breakfast. That's what they do. Their cottage industry is breakfast because
is that for real? Vermont.
Yes, because all the trees have real maple syrup from them. So it's the place to get real maple syrup, and that's what they do. Doesn't matter. You can stop any damn place in Vermont you want. Great breakfast.
Oh, that's a good thing to know. All right.
What New Hampshire is?
No, what is there?
New Hampshire's the black fly state.
Ew. They got flies?
Because my uncle, when I was a kid, had a summer place up in New Hampshire. And one summer, we took a family vacation up there, and it was in the 2 weeks of black fly season. Everyone there who lived there wore nets. It was
gross.
The worst 2 weeks of my entire life right up to this point. You couldn't. They were in your eyes, in your mouth, in your... The whole sky was filled with them. You couldn't get away from them. It was like a plague. It was just absolutely awful. I don't think I've ever been to New Hampshire since. Screw my uncle.
That's gross. Why is it located just there? What's the deal? Disgusting.
It's like 2 weeks a year, I guess. But it was the same time I was there.
That's gross.
And there's nothing good enough about the remaining 50 weeks of the year to justify those 2 weeks.
That's gross. Yeah, well, no, I couldn't take that. That's nasty. All right, the next one, after the Florida State versus
By the way,
Vermont.
That's not what they say on the license plates. It doesn't say the black fly state.
Well, no,
I think it says,
secret.
The white mountain state or something.
That's a secret. Okay, the next game is Buffalo versus whoever. I don't know. I'm taking Buffalo because I don't know who these other people are. And I don't know who's going to win, so I don't know.
But, it's like one of those things. It's not. It wouldn't be conducive to business. You know what I mean?
What?
You wouldn't want to have your license plates. You wouldn't want. No, it isn't.
You wouldn't want. You just gave you a whole game, and you're still talking about flies.
You wouldn't want to have. You wouldn't want to have black fly state as your slogan on your license plate.
No.
Just like Virginia. Virginia used to be Virginia's for lovers. Now it's Virginia's for blackface. It's not nearly as effective.
What?
It only attracts racists.
I didn't say that. I don't even know what's going on there. Okay. The next game, Buffalo versus whoever. I took Buffalo because I don't know the other teams. I don't know who's going to win. I can't choose a team. I don't know who's going to win.
So you picked two?
Buffalo.
Of course you did. You always pick sunny Buffalo.
That's right. Buffalo's my team. All right. The next game is Texas Tech versus Northern Kentucky. I went out and took Northern Kentucky because I figured Kentucky was kind of, the other Kentucky has all those good players and it kind of spills off. They get their leftovers, so they're probably pretty good.
Okay. Good luck with that. Good luck with that plan.
Versus
we'll
Texas Tech football?
Texas Tech's probably the best basketball team out of the Big 12 this year. But you can take
some
solace. You can take some solace in the fact that whole league sucks. So there's that.
See?
Yeah.
My mic must not be on because I just said you don't like the Big 12.
No, I heard that.
Oh.
I just ignored it like most of what you said.
I know, like most of what I said. Exactly. Exactly. Okay, the next one is Nevada versus Florida. Well, I took Nevada. I figured Vegas, money, there's money there.
Yeah.
And they
would
be partaking of the money that's allegedly going around.
Yeah.
So I took Nevada.
That makes some sense to me. I have Nevada over Florida as well. I do think that's going to be a very close game. I think it'll be a very close game. I think the SEC is very good, and I think Florida will compete. But I think Nevada, you know, Nevada's talented, extremely talented. The question is their focus. They're a little bit like LSU in this tournament to me. Bradley hasn't scored in like 5 minutes. All right, go ahead.
All right. The next one is Michigan versus Montana. Now, I figured Montana's probably a pretty laid-back state. So I took Michigan because I figured they would try harder.
Montana gets crushed every time they're in this tournament.
See, that's why.
So, yeah, that makes sense. All right.
Okay, so the second round, I took Gonzaga versus Syracuse. I took Gonzaga because I don't like Syracuse because I don't like the orange. It just doesn't really make any sense.
Okay.
Okay, so I took Gonzaga. So Gonzaga
I also have Gonzaga beating Syracuse.
Okay, and then Murray State versus Vermont. I took Murray State because I figured Vermont was another laid-back state. And they've got a lot of snow this year, so they probably have a lot of floods also. So I'm taking Murray State.
Yeah, you might want to remember they're not playing anymore, actually. You know, I know you took them to advance.
Oh, that's
They're not actually in the tournament anymore.
Oh,
so the only real option you would have there is Murray State, unless you advance to Vermont.
It's a good thing I took Murray State.
Yeah, it's a good thing. Yeah.
Okay, the next one is Buffalo versus Northern Kentucky. I took Buffalo because Buffalo is my team.
Yes,
the next
that makes
one
sense.
Is Nevada versus Michigan. Yeah, I took Michigan because after all, you know, Nevada's not really anything. They're just Nevada.
And well, a minute ago, they were about money.
Well,
now Nevada's not really anything.
Well, it changes. It changes depending on where you are in the bracket.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry, I missed that. All right.
I mean, what do you want me to do?
All right.
So I took Michigan. So we have Duke versus Liberty. Oh, wait. Yeah,
no,
Duke.
No.
Oh, that's right. I'm still doing West.
We're in the West. Okay. In the West.
Okay.
Focus.
All right, so Buffalo versus Michigan, and then Michigan and Gonzaga play. Okay.
Whoa. Didn't you just skip steps?
No, I said Gonzaga versus Murray State. And then Buffalo versus Michigan. Did I not mention that Gonzaga was going to be...
No, you skipped steps.
Okay.
All right, so Gonzaga versus Murray State.
Yes. And then Buffalo versus Michigan.
Well, what? Okay. Who wins Gonzaga versus Murray State?
Gonzaga.
Okay.
Why? Because why wouldn't it?
Oh, well, of course.
I still want my bracket to turn out okay.
Right. That's right. Smart.
So, and Buffalo versus Michigan. So I have Gonzaga playing Michigan.
Whoa. You just skipped another step. You just said Buffalo versus Michigan.
Oh, Michigan's going to beat Buffalo because I think Michigan's better than Buffalo ultimately. And then Gonzaga.
We'll see about that.
Gonzaga's going to play Michigan, and then Gonzaga's going to win. So Gonzaga's going to advance to the Final Four.
All right. I have, just for clarity's sake, I have Texas Tech beating Buffalo. I have Nevada beating Michigan. I have Nevada beating Texas Tech. And in that top part, I had Florida State and Marquette due to their, I think their team-wide better three-point shooting. And then I had Gonzaga versus Syracuse with Gonzaga winning that game. So I had Gonzaga versus Florida State with Gonzaga winning. And I had Nevada versus Texas Tech with Nevada winning. And so I had Nevada and Gonzaga in the final for the West region with Gonzaga advancing. All right, before we go to break, let me tell you about First Class Halt. Halt's an acronym. It stands for Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. No one does it like First Class Halt. They're the best in the industry. If you own one of those fine makes of vehicles, you would be insane not to go see First Class Halt. Trust me, you have a competitive advantage that the rest of us don't have. 3-year, 36,000-mile nationwide warranty, free roadside assistance, free shuttle to get you back and forth from the shop during your service, They only hire the best. Greg has over 25 years of experience with Lexus. Steve has over 35 years with Honda and Acura. You're getting top flight specialists, knowledge that's top flight in the industry. They always explain the options to you. The customer makes all the final calls. The facilities are so clean you can eat off the floor. They serve coffee and snacks while you wait, or you can take the aforementioned free shuttle. Who does all these things? No one. They drive these vehicles. They own these vehicles. They work on them. They know them inside and out. You have a huge advantage if you own one of those vehicles if you go to First Class Halt. If you're not at Halt yet, I don't know what you're waiting for. You should hear all the unsolicited testimony on the show all the time. You should have already made your appointment. Right now, they have some specials. $100 off timing belt package. That's any Honda, Acura, Lexus, Toyota. And I was reading the other day about the timing belts just because I was curious. And it seems like the recommendations fall anywhere from $55,000 to $105,000, depending on your make and model of vehicle. So you're going to have to check that and find out. But $100 off any timing belt package right now at First Class Halt. If you don't get it done in a timely fashion, you will ruin your engine. $25 off brake pad replacement and rotor resurfacing. $12 Amazon or Starbucks e-gift card with the purchase of Mobile One. I run Mobile One and everything. Go make your appointment right now at First Class Halt. Trust me, you will thank me later. Do it today. It is First Class Halt. No one does it like my friends at Halt. Give them a call in Anderson, 260-9600, 260-9600. In Greenville, 297-1212, 297-1212. Tell them I sent you. It's the way this deal works. As we go to break, Michigan State with a 7-point lead over Bradley. Quick break.
Join 105.5 The Roar for the Mark Childress Show, sponsored by S.H. Carter, co-host of the Tiger Tailgate Show and weekend sports anchor at Channel 7. Mark Childress interviews your favorite players and takes a hard look at recruiting. The Mark Childress Show, Saturdays at 9 a.m., only on 105.5 The Roar.
It's bow time at Bojangles. Hurry in today for 8 pieces of Bojangles perfectly seasoned chicken for just $10.99 and get 4 free made-from-scratch buttermilk biscuits. Only available for a limited time. Bojangles, it's bow time.
Quag here for Hendrick Honda Easley. I've owned my Accord for several years, and I can tell you a Honda's the way to go. Hendrick Honda Easley has been in business 25 years, offering their customers a fair, fast, easy, and transparent experience. After you've purchased your new or pre-owned vehicle from Hendrick Honda Easley, believe me, their staff from service to finance is behind you 100%. See Hendrick Honda Easley online at HendrickHondaSC.com or in person at 4609 Calhoun Memorial Highway.
Watching your family grow is a wonderful part of life, but it comes with responsibilities. Have you saved enough for college for your children or grandchildren? Do you have enough life insurance for today and the future? Have you planned when you will retire and begin Social Security? None of these questions are easily answered. Talk to the independent financial advisors at Kiwi Financial Group. Wherever you are in life and whatever you need for your family, Kiwi Financial Group can provide solutions. Call today, 654-5043.
Roosters Men's Grooming Center believes a man deserves a space of his own when it comes to grooming. Roosters offers the charm and comfort of a classic American barbershop, but updated to accommodate the 21st century man. Our professional stylists and barbers will make sure you receive the customized barbershop experience through classic haircuts, shaves, and products that reaffirm what it means to look and feel great. Roosters at the Plaza on Pelham. Book your appointment today at 884-8920.
Don't miss great savings on select 2018 Ford models at Edwards Auto Sales in Walhalla. Get between $3,000 and $4,000 off your best deal on remaining Ford Focuses, Fiestas, and EcoSports, or 0% interest for 60 months. 2018 Ford F-150 4x4 XLT. Save $9,915 off your best deal. Stop by or visit EdwardsAutoSales.com and check out our certified pre-owned Fords. New 2019 Ford Rangers arriving daily at the best deal in Oconee County. Edwards Auto Sales.
Ready to make your commute more entertaining, more interesting, even more productive? Then try 100% ad-free listening on Audible. Each month, you'll get 2 Audible Originals, exclusive titles you can't find anywhere else. Plus, a credit good for any audiobook and unlimited access to exclusive fitness and wellness programs. All with our commitment-free guarantee. The most inspiring minds, the most compelling stories. Go to audible.com today to start your free 30-day trial. And your first audiobook is on us.
This is the football in which you actually use the foot, in which you wear shorts instead of padding. This is the football we call soccer. And when the Greenville Triumph play at Legacy Field, you'll understand why it's the world's game. Tickets now on sale.
We're here at the Trane Heating and Air Conditioning Testing Facility to see how unstoppable their products really are.
All right, well, I don't like this one at all. Okay, inside this climate chamber, it's raining incredibly hard on this Trane AC unit. It's 5 to 6 inches of water an hour, actually. Apparently, this room also does icy rain, but I'm definitely not sticking around for that. I'm completely soaked, but this machine doesn't seem to be slowing down at all. Clearly, it's hard to stop a Trane.
During the Trane Unstoppable event, now through May 31st, buy a qualifying Trane system from Pittman Heating and Air and choose special financing for 48 months or up to a $1,000 trade-in allowance on a qualifying new Trane system. Visit PittmanAC.com or call 864-606-3769 for complete program eligibility, dates, details, and restrictions. That's PittmanAC.com, subject to credit approval. License number M1646.
Trane, the most reliable heating and cooling brand.
No one's better than Walt Deptula. Just ask him. It's Road Rage on 105.5 The Roar.
I don't know what's going on in the world anymore.
Now, back to Walt and Ramona.
Walt Deptula Road Rage, we're WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Let's go around the world for a minute. What do we have over there in Maryland and Belmont, gentlemen? What's the score of that game? Then here, Michigan State had a here. Michigan State had a 7-point lead, Ramona, when we went to break. Not anymore. Bradley, with 8 straight, has taken a 1-point lead over Sparty. I am perfectly willing to sacrifice Sparty as part of my overall strategy to win. I have him winning. What do I have him winning? 2 games?
I don't know.
Let me see. I think I have him winning twice.
Well, I don't have him beating LSU, so I guess I'm okay still.
Well, that's right. That's why I'm willing to sacrifice them, because so many other people have them in their Final Four and such. So I'm perfectly willing to sacrifice Sparty for the greater good. So if I lose them, you know, I only had them going 2 rounds and losing to LSU, so I don't really care. Michigan State has the ball. There's 10-18 left. This game has been close all game. So, you know, I think this is going to the buzzer. Michigan State just took a 1-point lead. Every time I say something nice about Bradley, they immediately surrender the lead. So I'm not going to – they suck. Bradley sucks. Bradley is terrible. I don't know why anyone would say anything positive about Bradley. All right, I feel better now. All right, Ramona, okay. Go ahead. We're picking up with the South region.
Yeah, we're going to go to the South. Well, no, let's do
Yeah, let's do the South.
No, I don't want to. Okay. All right,
do it the way you want, Ramona.
Well, I mean, I don't know.
It's your bracket. You have 2 choices, Ramona, South and Midwest. Somebody wrote me a minute ago and said, I'm listening to the show with my mom, and my mom just said, is that woman drunk, referring to you?
Well, obviously I'm not drunk. I don't drink during the show.
Well, we don't really have any evidence of that one way or another.
You have my word on that.
Of course, we have what you're saying on radio as the counterpoint.
Yeah, well, that's your fault anyway.
Of course it is. All right. What region would you like to go to next, Ramona? There's only 2 choices. We did the East and the West. There is the South and the Midwest.
Okay.
You have to take one of the two.
Okay. We'll just do the South.
All right. Do the South.
All right. Okay. Virginia versus Gardner Webb.
Yeah.
Okay, obviously Gardner Webb's not going to win because Gardner Webb is like 16 seed or something like that. So I'm taking Virginia.
You know who Virginia lost to last year, right?
Did they lose to Gardner Webb?
They lost to 16 seed Maryland Baltimore County by 20 points.
Oh, well, I'm still going to take them.
By the way, did anyone hear see or hear the other day Mike Francesa on his show in New York? Now, remember, Mike has fallen asleep three times on his show. I think three times. He actually said the other day that no 16 had ever beaten a one. Except for last year, you know, which he forgot about.
That's what happens. You lose plus, little gray cells. You lose a little gray cells.
Plus, I think Virginia has money thing, too.
No, no, no money thing in Virginia.
Oh, you don't think so?
No.
Oh, yeah?
No.
Oh, yeah.
No, no.
Oh,
there's no evidence of that. No.
That Felicity Huffman woman, she tried to pay off USC. Her husband is in that movie Fargo. And in that movie Fargo is Frances McDermott or something. And she went to school in West Virginia. So Virginia is taking money because of Felicity Huffman and the Fargo.
I'm sorry. Got the car?
You bet. Brand new Brent Humber's here. You want your own wife, kitten. Her dad, he's real well off.
So why don't you just ask him for the money?
See, these are personal matters.
Personal matters?
Fine. Wait, it's Jerry. I don't know what to do. It's my wife. We gotta talk. It's something for geez. It's terrible.
It's a new fat incident?
Oh, certainly is, officer. What about that smell?
There's a high-speed pursuit, we got a shooting, and then this execution-type deal.
$1 million is a lot of money.
I got my daughter.
Fine.
Rest of the lunch, Margie. What are those, knife crawlers?
Oh, yeah, looks pretty good.
Well, the little guy, he was kind of funny looking.
Yeah.
Guess that was your accomplice and the wood chipper. There's more to life than a little money, you know.
See? So it makes sense, right?
I'm sorry. If we go back to before whatever that hideous audio you just played was, if we go back to before that, would you mind telling me what the hell you said?
Okay. Virginia is going to win because it's a money thing, because Felicity Huffman paid USC money to get her daughter into college. Her husband is William Macy. He played in Fargo with Frances McDermott. Frances McDermott went to a school in West Virginia, which is near Virginia, so Virginia is going to win. It's pretty simple. I mean, I can spout it out. I don't understand if I can spout it out. How come you don't think it's simple?
No. That was perfectly clear. And
see?
And Looper and Packerbacker both agree with you.
Well, you know, they make sense on the clarity. You can understand what I'm saying. You just don't get it.
Yeah. No. I understand. I understand perfectly. All right. So Virginia
is
beating Gardner-Webb.
Gardner-Webb.
Okay.
Okay, and then Mississippi's going to play Oklahoma.
Yes, Mississippi and Oklahoma.
Oklahoma is obviously a football school, so we're going to take Mississippi.
Okay. Oklahoma, obviously a football school, so Mississippi.
Okay.
I also took Ole Miss, and I took Virginia for a slightly more elementary reason than Ramona's. Then we have the 5-seed Wisconsin against Oregon, the 12-seed.
Okay, I took Wisconsin because I don't take Oregon or again for anything. So
Wisconsin. Yeah, I might have. Maybe I should have abided by that strategy. I actually took Oregon here over Wisconsin because I just think Wisconsin.
I didn't know it wasn't Oregon you took.
I don't really. It could have been any of those schools in theory.
Either one of those it could have been.
For the sake of this discussion, we'll call it Oregon, at least right now. The next time I say it, I may call it something else.
Okay.
You know, even the people in that state argue, but they all think they know the answer.
They love this.
In any case, to me, Wisconsin has Ethan Happ and nobody, and so I will take Oregon in that game. Oregon, a hot team, coming off the Pac-12 championship win.
Oh, okay. All right, I took Wisconsin in that. And then Kansas State versus UC Irvine. I figured UC Irvine might be a... Oh, they're anteaters. I like that. Oh, I'm glad I took them. I took them because they were, I thought they were a small school, but now I'm glad I took them. I like anteaters.
Yeah, yeah. So that's your reason you like anteaters.
Yeah.
I took them because Kansas State is going to be without Dean Wade, and to me, they're just not the same team. If Kansas State had Dean Wade, I think I might have picked them to come out of that region or at least to play Virginia. But without Dean Wade, they're not the same basketball team
at
all.
You're a little guy, though.
You know, by the way, I watched Mike Dumb of South Dakota State play the other night. This is a what we call a tangent, Ramona.
This is where I get confused on my bracket
right
now.
Yeah, I know. I watched Mike Dumb again play South Dakota State the other night, and they lost and got eliminated by Texas because Texas shot like 100 three-pointers. But, you know, you get this discussion of whether this cat can play in the NBA. If there's not a place for that guy in the NBA, there's something wrong. Because at 6'9" plus, his arms are 12 feet long. I realize he may not be the most agile, athletic guy defensively, but he is so skilled offensively, so skilled. If there's not a place for him in that league, there's something wrong. So I'm going to be interested to see. I think someone's going to draft him, and I think they'll be rewarded with the guy who gives him 10 years of solid play and is a much better pro than people think. I mean, the guy can score from anywhere, and he has such a versatile offensive skill set at 6'9" with these long arms, right-hand hooks, left-hand hooks, you know, 25-foot range. There's no shot he can't make. So there's that. All right, carry on.
Okay, after that one is Villanova.
I took UC Irvine, the Anteaters, because, again, I think Kansas State without Dwayne Wade, not the same team. Wow, what a great headman pass by Bradley. And the
that
chump,
was great. I didn't see
the
it.
The chump
though.
Blows the layup.
But I'm sure it was great.
Gets blocked. It was. It was great. You should have seen it. You have to go back and watch the replay later.
Well, I got Murray State and Marquette up here.
Got to block right out, Bradley.
Okay.
Murray State and Marquette. We're not even in that region. What are you talking about? We're
on
in the South
TV,
region.
You said watch it. I can only watch what they put on the TV.
Okay.
Because I'm doing a show. I'm doing a live show. Does that sound familiar?
Yeah. Murray State
doing
and
a live show.
Yeah, Murray State and Marquette has begun. 2-0 Murray State. And what stands to be the most watchable, fascinating game of the tournament with the John Morant versus Howard theatrics. All right. Carry on.
Okay, the next one is Villanova versus St. Mary's.
Correct.
I took Villanova because I seem to remember Villanova being a good team there a couple of years ago, going a long way. So I took them.
Winning a title, something like that.
That's what I thought. I remember some stuff, not everything.
Yeah, I also took Villanova, but I think they're going to have a real fight on their hands against St. Mary's. It depends. It's going to be a contrast of styles in that Nova will want to push it more, and St. Mary's is going to want to totally try and control tempo. They just called a travel on Bradley. That's sort of a weak call right there, man. I don't know about that. All right. But I took Villanova as well. But I expect it to be a war. If St. Mary's can keep that score where they want, like around 50, high 40s, mid 50s, they all have a chance. If it gets beyond that, it'll be Nova. Go.
Okay, the next one is Purdue versus Old Dominion.
Yeah.
I took Old Dominion. I don't know why I don't like Purdue, but I don't like Purdue. I can't remember why, but I know there's a good reason.
I took Purdue, but I don't believe Edwards just shot the ball so terribly. I would not be at all surprised if Old Dominion won that game. In fact, I almost regret not taking Old Dominion, but I have Purdue. All right, so what do you got beyond there? Bradley with the turnover, running a little weave action, then turn it over, which leads to a run out and a would-be dunk, which he misses. We are live from Twin Peaks. You want to come out and see us? Come for the show. Stay for the after party. It's Twin Peaks, 29-degree draft beer, beautiful women, 80 high-definition monitors. This is the place to watch all your NCAA tournament action. Make sure you get out here and check out all the games. You'll thank me later. It's Road Rage at Twin Peaks, a great combination. Come see us. We'll be right back after this brief interlude.
Broadcasting from the Priority One Security Studios, where sports is our priority. We are WCCP, Clemson, Greenville, 105.5, The Roar.
Baseball season is upon us, Tiger fans, and moving season is just around the corner. So hit a home run with Tiger Moving and let them take care of all of your moving needs. With a clean-cut, reliable team and a flat hourly rate, you'll be sliding safely into your new home in no time. Call today at 908-9028, email them at tigermoving@gmail.com, or visit them online at tigermovinggreenville.com. Make that next move with Tiger Moving Company.
You've heard talk about Harbin Lumber's strong customer service and elite customer support. They know that time is make or break for you contractors and handymen. Harbin Lumber will walk you through the project from start to finish, providing your order in full and on time. Harbin Lumber will partner with you and find solutions that will not create costly issues and problems later. Call today at 353-5053. That's 353-5053. Harbin Lumber Company. All they need is an opportunity. They will earn the rest.
S.H. Carter Development, Inc. is a family-owned construction and demolition company located in Greenville, South Carolina. The last name of Carter is directly associated with quality construction, and with over 50 years of experience, S.H. Carter Development, Inc. strives daily to meet the expectations that are associated with the family name. S.H. Carter is a licensed general contracting firm that specializes in demolition and roll-off container rental in the upstate South Carolina area. S.H. Carter prides itself on honesty and integrity to achieve a high standard of work. S.H. Carter, Inc.
Buying a mattress can be a difficult process, but that can all change with one visit to Engineered Sleep. They are a mattress manufacturer that opened their doors to the public. You get factory direct pricing, a mattress made just for you, and free delivery all over the upstate. Your mattress will be made and delivered within 1 to 5 days. It is always great to buy local, but when you buy from Engineered Sleep, you are truly buying from the best. Their showroom at 627 Congaree Road in Greenville is open Monday through Saturday. Sleep like a champion with your Engineered Sleep.
Are you ready to go all in on a car? Granger Nissan knows what car will fit you and your family because they are a leader in the market with competitive inventory. They have everything for everyone. Granger Nissan is a family business, so they know the importance of taking care of the ones we love on the road. You can drive with confidence and ease because Granger Nissan has all new vehicles with a lifetime powertrain warranty. Granger Nissan is not just in the car business, they're in the people business. Stop by Granger Nissan of Anderson on 3510 Clemson Boulevard.
Indeed knows it's hard to find qualified candidates when you're hiring.
It's like finding a unicorn.
But when you post your job on Indeed, it's easy to find people with